Welcome to Talking Facts, what you need to know about family, food, finance, and fitness. This nationally recognized, award-winning podcast is hosted by the University of Kentucky Family and Consumer Sciences Extension Program. Our educators share research knowledge with individuals, families, and communities to improve quality of life.
Hello, and welcome to Talking Facts, what you need to know about family, food, finance, and fitness. I'm your host, Mindy McCulley, Extension Specialist for Instructional Support with Family and Consumer Sciences Extension at the University of Kentucky. We are housed in the Martin Gatton College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment. Across the nation, nearly 2.7 million young people are being raised by a relative. It is estimated that Kentucky has one of the highest rates of kinship care in the country. Today, I am pleased to be joined by my special guest, Sheila Renfro, the Kinship Program Coordinator in the UK College of Social Work. Welcome, Sheila.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, I know that this is such an important topic because we do have so many children who are being raised by maybe a grandparent or an aunt and uncle, some other relative. Let's just talk about what is kinship care and why is it so important to have resources offered for kinship families?
Well, yes, you're absolutely right. It is such an important topic, especially here in the state of Kentucky, as we do have such a large kinship population. Kinship care refers to a family member or even a close personal friend raising a child that, for whatever reason, cannot reside with their natural parents. That does often look like what we see traditionally, grandparents raising grandchildren, aunts and uncles raising nieces and nephews, cousins, even siblings raising siblings. But it can also include something called fictive kin. And fictive kin are those persons who are taking care of kids who they are not related to. So that could even look like a babysitter or a coach or a teacher at school, or even a neighbor who has a strong relationship with the child, who cares and loves that child and wants to provide a home for them.
Sheila, why is it so important to have resources for kinship care families?
Because, you know, raising kids, whether you're a parent or a grandparent, is especially hard. It's expensive today. And as many resources as we can find to help those families is essential. It's essential in helping those children to be able to thrive, to be successful. Research shows that kids who are able to go to a relative or a fictive kin provider have a greater chance of being successful in life, you know, because they're able to stay connected with their family, with people that they know, with their culture, with their community, even in a lot of cases with their own schools and their own friends. And so all of those components come together to make that child more successful in life, you know, as they grow older and as they, you know, become adults and make their own families, they are able to be a bit more successful. So resources become essential and support becomes essential for those caregivers so that they can have the resources that they need to fully support their families, to fully support the kids, and be able to provide, you know, the basics of raising a child, clothes, shoes, food, things like that, but also just to have some support because the kinship world can be very confusing. It can be very hard to navigate, understanding things like court and custody. And, you know, if you're working with child protection services, understanding that process can be very intimidating and very frightening. And so having someone or a place that you can go to get connected to people who understand that process and who have access to those resources becomes very essential.
I know that the Kentucky Kinship Resource Center has three main programs that you all focus your work through. So tell me a little bit about those.
Sure. So the Kentucky Kinship Resource Center started in 2010, and it was designed to provide these kind of resources and support to kinship families across the state of Kentucky. And in so doing that, we started these three programs as a way of being able to reach family at the level of service and support that they need for the current situation that they're in. So we have our KYKINS program, which stands for Kinship Information Navigation and Support. And that involves a one-on-one peer mentoring program where kinship caregivers can connect with certified, trained peer support specialists in our program who are also kinship caregivers and have been doing it for many years. So they're able to connect. They're able to get access to resources because they'll be talking with someone who knows where all those resources are and has been trained to know where those services are. And then also to get that support that they need, you know, an encouragement from someone who's also living this same journey day in and day out. We also have our KIN VIP program, which stands for Virtual Interaction Program. And it is a program where we offer virtually based support groups. So we have several support groups that are for kinship caregivers that brings people together across the state to be able to talk about these very same things. Where are the resources? What kind of support is out there? And then to have a community that kinship caregivers can be a part of, where they can get that, you know, that encouragement and that motivation and that support from like-minded people. So our groups are for kinship caregivers. They're facilitated by people who aren't doing kinship care and deeply involved in the kinship world. So they're still getting that same lived experience, that same knowledge.
I love that you offer these services virtually because,
you know, you might not have a wide network of people in your community, but as you reach out across the state, you've got lots and lots of experience to listen to. That's fabulous.
Absolutely.
Tell us about the third program.
Sure. So our third program is the Kinship Catalog, and it is an online resource pages where you can go. You can access things like live webinars. We do a monthly live webinar on a topic important to kinship care. And that gives us a chance to bring kinship caregivers and professionals in the community and the state together to better understand a certain area. We also record those as much as we're able to so that we have an ever-expanding library of these webinars on all these different topics that anyone could access at any time. And then the last component of our catalog is our training modules. And these are just super fun. I think they're super fun. Very short, 10 to 15 minute interactive educational modules that are self-paced. People can access those at any time, day or night, and they can just kind of work through to learn concepts, to learn new information. One of the unique things about kinship care and the nature of how it works is that a lot of times caregivers are taking on kids in a moment's notice because something has happened, and they often do it with little information. So through the catalog, we are able, through the live webinars, through the on-demand library, and through our training module library, we're able to put out information that can help caregivers just learn more about the kids they're taking care of, learn more about, you know, things that are impacting their family so that they can feel more confident, they can feel better able to be able to parent kids. Because let's face it, it's different now than it was 30 years ago when grandparents were raising their own kids. You know, there's a lot more things, a lot more technology, a lot more issues that caregivers have to be aware of and be astute to. And so through the catalog, we're able to speak to a lot of those types of resources.
I really love that because I know that kids don't come with instruction manuals, but you sort of have provided the instruction manual, at least the instructional resources to help kinship providers give the best care that they possibly can. So how have you seen that the Kentucky Kinship Resource Center has impacted Kentucky families?
Oh my goodness. So we've been running, each of these programs have launched at different times, but our first one, which was our peer support program, it launched in 2021. And I was just looking the other day, we've had over 500 referrals of families to the program. We've worked with, I want to say, around 250 families, you know, that we've actually been able to work with and in these virtual one-on-one sessions. Sure. And, you know, whether we work with them for just a few weeks or, you know, we still have some folks that we've been working with for several months, you know, who just need that ongoing support a little bit. We've been able to really help connect families to resources that otherwise they might not have known about. And so that's been impactful, you know, to get some of the of course, we do surveys and evaluations, and to get some of those responses back from people about how instrumental it's been just to be able to get, you know, to find a place where they can get diapers or find a place where they can get childcare and it not you know, break the bank, you know, has been so helpful to them. With our Kin VIP, our support group program, you know, a lot of the folks that we work with in that program are able to just to know that there are other people like them, because mm-hmm. common thing that we hear in kinship care is, I feel like I'm so alone and I don't even know who to talk to because right. my neighbor may not know anything about this, or, you know, my church family may not know what it is, but they don't have any experience with it. Right. So with Kin VIP, we're able to bring people together. The beauty of that is we can bring people together from one end of the state to the other in one group meeting. And that just expands their support. It expands their access to resources and just gives them a place where they feel understood and supported. And, you know, they can still get all that access to information that is so important for them. And then, of course, with our live webinars, being able to connect people with experts, professionals in yes. the field that they might not otherwise have access to is a huge thing. You know, we want to make sure we're giving them good information, that we're giving them accurate information. Mm-hmm. And we're also being able to just kind of facilitate this community partnership we have with kinship care and with, you know, professionals in a whole lot of different arenas that is important to kinship care. And we're increasing that awareness of the needs out there for kinship families.
I think that's amazing. Knowing some people in our community who are experiencing this special kind of parenting, I think yes. that I have seen the benefits there as well. So what do you enjoy most about being the coordinator of the Kentucky Kinship Resource Center?
I think that, you know, I have a long career in foster care, and I've certainly worked with a lot of foster parents, and I've been able to see a lot of wonderful things that happen in, you know, when foster parents take on kids that, you know, that otherwise may not have a home to go to.
Sure.
But what is so especially rewarding about working with kinship families is the idea that we're keeping families together. Right. And, you know, having such a long history in foster care and understanding how that works, it's to be able to keep kids within the family unit so that they don't have that movement and they don't have that experience of trying to adjust to new communities and new families.
Sure.
We're able to keep them with people that they know, people that they love, people that support them and love them. And we're able to connect them to these resources that can keep them together. You can't always say that every single family does well and thrives, but at the same time, for a lot of these grandparents who are raising grandchildren on just their Social Security income,
right.
or just their retirement income, if we can help them find clothing facilities and, you know, places where they can get childcare and things like that, that's monumental to keep these families together so that money doesn't become a huge stressor. It already is a big stressor, but at least we can provide some support. So I think for me, being able to know that what we're doing is keeping family units together and that we're connecting kinship caregivers to each other so that they don't feel so alone and they don't feel like they've got to figure this whole thing out by themselves. That's what we're here for, is to help be a supporter, be a guide, be an advocate, be a resource.
And that's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. So I know that our listeners can access more information through links that I'm going to put in the show notes that you have provided with information that will, of course, support their kinship journey.
Yes.
Thank absolutely. You so much for taking the time to visit with me today.
Well, thank you for having me. And thank you for being willing to, you know, let us talk a little bit about kinship and a little bit about what we're trying to do and how we're trying to help families. So
if you are just tuning in, you're listening to Talking Facts, and you can find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Thank you for listening to Talking Facts. We deliver programs focusing on nutrition, health, resource management, family development, and civic engagement. If you enjoyed today's podcast, have a question or a show topic idea, leave a like and a comment on Facebook at UKFCSEXT or send us an email at UKFCSEXT@uky.edu. Visit us online at fcs.uky.edu. To learn more about the University of Kentucky Family and Consumer Sciences Extension Program, or contact your local Extension agent for Family and Consumer Sciences, we build strong families. We build Kentucky. It starts with us.